What is going on, everybody? It's me, Tommy. I know I'm your favorite. You can say it. It's okay. And welcome to Paranormal Minds. Shane is shaking his head at me because he's going to kill me later. And I'm okay with that. Not really, but still.
Yeah. Mike, you're not even your parent's favorite. Just accept it.
You can't give me one thing, can you? You can't give me one thing. In my head, I am everybody's favorite. Okay.
You're my favorite.
See, I'm Josh's favorite. You gotta admit, I'm your favorite person to sacrifice. See, Shane won't even admit
he's
that.
He's never gonna admit anything.
He's not. He's not. He doesn't care. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, whoever else is watching, unicorns, if you're out there, this is the Paranormal Minds. And my name is Tommy, and as always, I'm with my two best friends, that includes you, Shane, Josh and Shane.
Hi. Just ignore him.
I'm going to have to.
This is a trend,
you know,
I see.
What?
I see. Shane's over the shit.
He is. It's all right.
I'm in a hate Tommy kind of mood today.
That's fine. It goes perfect with the topic today.
It was the 17 minutes you took to get here. I think
well, you know. Things happen, right? Anyways, so my topic tonight is something we've kind of touched on, and I wanted to do a deeper dive into it. It's something that's very prominent in the paranormal atmosphere, or, you know, community, whatever you want to call it. We talk about, and we've touched based on demons. And evil spirits and entities and things like that. We've never did like a full deep dive into these beings, or, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know. But we see it in so many, especially YouTube or any type of horror movie, anything like that that deals with an evil entity. It's going to be a demon or some variant of that. Like I said, you know, you can go through YouTube and see people, you know, we were attacked by a demon, or we caught a demon on camera, or whatever. And then, God, the countless, horror movies that have demonic entities in them, right? And curiosity, and, you know, everybody knows my faith and belief, and I'm not going to rely heavily on that for tonight's topic, was, you know, the essence of what are demons. I did a dive into the history, the different types of religions that recognize these beings and how they see them. Close to the end, my brother did a thesis paper on demonology, some stuff from that, and let's just jump right into it. So, we all know demons are known to be malevolent supernatural beings or entities. The word daemon, which is D-A-I-M-O-N, is Greek and simply means supernatural being or a lesser divinity. In classical ancient Greece, daemons were perceived as guardian spirits or as either good or evil spirits who try to influence the human psyche. The Greek conception of a demon notably appears in the philosophical works of Plato, where it describes the divine inspiration of Socrates. Now, in Christianity, abovents were replaced by demons, forces of evil only striving for corruption. So, now, such demons are not the Greek intermediary spirits, but hostile entities. Demons are independent operators with different demons causing different types of evils, destruction, natural phenomenon, you know, a certain type of disease, etc. You know, and I'm going to butcher this, even though I tried my best to learn how to pronounce it. In Western esotericism, a demon is believed to be a spiritual entity that may be conjured and controlled. Belief in demons remain an important part of many modern religions and occult traditions. Demons are still feared largely due to their alleged power to possess living creatures. In contemporary Western traditions, demons may be used as metaphor for inner psychological processes, like your inner demons. In ancient Egypt, ram head demons are visible. The hands probably outstretched to hold two snakes from a royal tomb in the Valley of the Kings, Thebes. The exact definition of demon in Egyptology posed a major problem for modern scholars. Since the borders between a deity and a demon in Egypt are sometimes blurred, it was kind of hard for them to figure out which one was a deity and which one was a demon. But both deities and demons can act as intermediaries to deliver messages to humans. So they share some resemblance to the Greek daemon. And other writings indicate that ancient Egyptians acknowledged the existence of malevolent demons by highlighting the demon's name with red ink. Demons in the culture appeared, they were kind of like sub-deities, yet they may have occasionally acted as independently of the divine will. So the existence of demons can be related to the realm of chaos beyond the created world. But even the negative connection cannot be denied in light of the text. The ancient Mesopotamians believed that the underworld was home to many demons, which are sometimes referred to as offspring of Irela. These demons could sometimes leave the underworld and terrorize mortals on earth. One class of demons that were believed to reside in the underworld were known as Gala. Their primary purpose was to appear to have been to drag unfortunate mortals back to Ker. And in Judaism, you have the Dybbuk and Samael. But there are differencing opinions in Judaism about the existence or non-existence of demons. Some rabbi scholars assert that demons have existed in Talmudic times, but do not exist regularly in present. In Hinduism, Veda gods and anti-gods shared both the upper world. It is only by the time of the Brahmas that they are said to inhabit the underworld. The identification of Asura with demons stems from the description of Asura as formerly gods. So the gods are said to have claimed heaven for themselves and tricked the demons, ending on earth. Now, in Islam, demons are depicted in the Book of Wonders in a late 14th century in a manuscript. They're mostly called jinns. So examples of the jinn depict back to 13th century tile work in Kabul Abad. Islamic belief, there are roughly two types, jinn and devils. So the jinn are parts of pre-Islamic Arabian belief, although their exact origins is unclear. The presence of jinn in pre-Islamic Arabian belief is not only testified by the Quran, but also by pre-Islamic literature in the 7th century. So the jinn were made responsible for various diseases, mental illnesses, and demonic possessions, but also were used as means of protection. So the distinction between a deity and a jinn in pre-Islamic times is not always clear. So then we get to Christianity. The existence of demons in the Old Testament, as far as Christianity, is inherently malicious spirits. And though there are evil spirits sent by God, they can hardly be called demons, since they serve and do not oppose the governing deity. Then the Hebrew Bible was translated to Greek, and the gods of other nations were merged into a single category of demons, with implied negativity. So now in the New Testament, demons appear 55 times and 46 times in reference to demonic possession or exorcisms. Now some Old English Bible translations, such as King James, do not have the word demon in their vocabulary and translate it as devil. So it is believed the only way to get rid of a demon is an exorcism. This process takes time. The minister, priest, or spiritual leader has to prepare themselves because this is a very tough battle, and if he or she is not strong enough, the demon will not exit the person. And that is a rundown of demons.
That was a lot of words.
Yes, it was.
A significant amount of words.
My bad, guys.
You know your topics don't have to be 30 minutes long, right?
Well, I mean, I wanted to cover...
5-10 minutes tops. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
I like
to bullshit too much to listen to you for 30 minutes, okay?
Look, that was about 20 minutes.
All right, but, a 30-minute TV show in the 90s then, okay?
Well, I mean, I wanted to cover more than just... The modern-day belief, of course, is essentially like the, I guess you would say, like the modern-day take on demons, at least through the general public, not people who dabble in different types of religion, but like just the general public is essentially like what you see in horror movies, right?
Yeah, very exorcist.
Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to dive into like, where other religions see them as essentially, I don't want to say servants, but servants or helpers and stuff like that. So,
you had mentioned at one point that there was a lot of Christian belief out there that demons don't exist, but angels do.
Yeah.
And I've heard that before. That's always been so weird to me. Like, how can you be like, oh, yeah, angels are real, but no, not demons. That's crazy.
Well, especially, you know, and not to bring too much religion into it, but like in the Bible, you know, it actually talks about it, you know, but I think it's one of those things where people believe, like, if I don't believe in Satan, then he can't get me, you know? So, I mean,
it's a very odd concept.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, because it's like, okay, so if you don't believe in it, then it can't get you, right? It's kind of like a curse, right? If you don't believe, it said if you don't believe in the curse has no power over you, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not laughing at you.
Oh,
you
can laugh at me.
I was laughing at the thought that I had that I want to say it, but it's kind of like not, it's really stupid.
We'll give you time to believe in it.
Yeah, I guess if I don't believe in STDs, you can't get them, right? Like it's not gonna. It's the same concept.
Oh no, I think it's a little different.
I can't see ST. Well, I guess you can.
Well, some of them you can.
All right, point taken.
Well, what about you, Thomas? Do you believe in the modern-day concept of demons?
Honestly, I believe that demons exist. I do. I don't exact, because I've never really ran into one, per se. Besides, like...
just shopping at Kroger.
Yeah.
He's there getting tomatoes.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like, ah, Beelzebub, how are you doing today? No, I mean, I think my concept of how I see demons, probably on the same take of, like, fallen angels, in a way. Like, I feel like, and this is going off my belief, fallen angels are more the ones who corrupt the soul and stuff, where a demon is... essentially its own being outside of it, if that makes sense. You know, like demons are their own separate things. So they feed off a negative energy, but you know, and that is one popular belief on that on I guess my in my religion is people believe that demons are fallen angels. So like once they fell, they got corrupted and turned into demons. But
and just to clarify for the audience, so by fallen, they didn't like just fall off a cloud, right? They got cast down by
I feel like everybody knows the story, regardless if you believe it or not. But yes, they got cast out of heaven because they rose up, followed Lucifer, and rose up against God. So,
all right. Yeah, I just wanted you to say it.
Why?
Because God's a jerk.
Because, okay.
Wow. Throwing punches, are we, Shane? I'll be the referee.
Oh, some angels just wanted some, you know, free will.
Damn. Well, it's a little more than that, but, you know.
Were you there? You don't know. What really happened, Lucifer, like, knocked over God's coffee one morning. And he's like, you know what? Fuck you. You're out.
Yep.
He went all Mean Girls, you know, Regina George, where she started, like, scribbling in the book.
That is terrible. I think Tommy might actually be a little offended. I think for the first time ever, I've seen the look of offense on Tommy's face.
Well, shit.
I want to say good job. It took 20 years. I don't know.
Well.
All right. We'll change the subject.
And I was trying to bring the subject up to bring light into how we see and not really... I know it's going to be a little bit religious, but not fully religious, but the concept of, you know, like people going to houses and being chased by, you know, yellow-eyed demons or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, do you guys think that's a thing? Do you think, you know, what are your thoughts on it? You know, especially hearing like some of the history and stuff.
I think just... specifically with the yellow, let's use the yellow-eyed demon as a thing. When it comes to things like that, I don't think we've ever been like, yeah, that's a demon. We've always been like, it is an entity of some kind, but I don't know if it would be just a demon, you know?
Yeah.
And oddly enough, I think at one point we even said something about demons... A story of a demon or something being a helper to somebody. Mm-hmm. Didn't we?
Well,
I don't remember which story, but I remember that conversation.
You have, there's a book, and it's weird to say, but a lot of people say it's not canon to the Bible, but it's a book called The Lesser Key of Solomon, and it talks about Solomon finding a, when he built the temple, he used demons in a way to build, like he took control. He was able to control them to help build it. So I guess you could say that, you know, I think we might've touched on that, but
I have to say, I've never heard in the same sentence, canon and Bible.
Oh, don't worry. I was watching a YouTuber, and I'll shout him out, Wendy Goon, and he was doing a take on Dante's Inferno and Paradise Lost, and he's like, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but these books are like Bible fan fiction. Minus all the, like, you know, spicy stuff that goes in fan fiction nowadays, so... So,
to build on what Josh was saying, like I agree. I know we do try to always say, you know, dark entity, and we have talked about helpful ones, and it's even like they're just beings. I don't think tied to any sort of religious aspect of a god or angels or anything like that. I think there's a ton of different types, just like fairies, if you will, you know, and. Yeah, they feed on negative energy, but they could help you out. They're still their own being, if you will, that makes their own decisions. So they could be completely evil and slaughter a million people, but then have a soft spot for children crossing the street and help them cross safely. You know, it's hard to do and at least in my eyes, a general. You know, hey, they're all demons. That almost feels derogatory, stereotypical, whatever the right word is here. It's like, don't just lump them all together.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think we've made mention of, like, now my brother who wrote part of, you know, that thesis that I took part of or took parts from, with his permission, by the way. He tells me that 9 out of 10 hauntings are mostly demonic, and that's his belief. And I've told him, I'm like, I don't think so. Because we've talked about, I believe, when someone dies and their spirit is here, then if they died and they had any type of negativity, like hard negativity in their heart, like, you know, that kind of person that's just, they're maybe racist or a murderer, what, you know, just a bad person, then once they cross over, I guess you could say, that negative energy just becomes them. That's it. Because the negative energy just becomes so abundant. And I believe it in a way of, while you're alive, you have this redemption kind of, and for your soul in a way, or your next life, you know, you have to do like Nirvana or whatever. You have to redeem yourself. And if you can't, then you're so full of negativity, you become an evil spirit. A lot of rambling to just get to the point that if you're just a mean, evil douchebag, then you're probably going to wind up being an evil spirit. So,
yeah, but that don't make them a demon, though, right? It just
No, I don't think so. But I mean, I think it could be something that could be said as, like, maybe by being evil, the soul energy, whatever, you know, you want to call it, essentially becomes demonic in a demonic form. Not exactly a demon, but it's described as that, right? So
like, we're the general term, they just get lumped in.
Yeah.
So that's where, like you say, your brother is like 9 out of 10 are demons. You're saying they're getting labeled that, but really they're just vengeful spirits.
Yeah, like I really feel, because where you do have, like, people who have said, I've seen this demon, and they came out horns, you know, the typical what you would think a demon looks like. And then you hear stories of people who say, you know, this evil entity, this demon is just a black shadow. You know, it looks like a normal person, but it's just so evil, you know. And, like, they'll be choking me at night, or they're scratching me, or they're throwing stuff at me and things like that. But they're not that stereotypical demon. So it makes me think that maybe they're just evil spirits.
Yeah, I've always thought of demons as just, like, straight up being able to possess you. Because it takes an immense amount of, you know, power to take over a person's body and mind, you know.
Or you get electrocuted and you just fall into a ghost and they can get you.
Or that.
That's a reference to ghosts. Shane knew it.
I had no idea.
That was a good episode, too. 'Cause then,
oh, man.
The girl was, like, dating a ghost and tried to get a guy possessed by the ghost she was dating, yeah, so they could hook up. That's
it's great.
Is that the same show that y'all were talking about the people in there? Shit, I lost the thought. About being in leopard print underwear. It's on one episode. I don't remember what it was. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. I don't remember anybody being in leopard print underwear, but
I swear it was like somebody was running around in the show in underwear. I don't remember what it was.
No, there's a guy who runs around with no pants on. Like, no pants.
Maybe that's what it was.
So.
Yeah. He was the one the girl was dating.
Yeah.
So on the thing of possession, you know, if we could just stay there for a second.
Yeah.
That is something, as much as I believe in out there, I struggle with even believing that's a thing. And I think we've all read up on it. We've all seen the movies. We've all seen videos. And it's like, Some of it does seem pretty legit. Some of it's like, why would they fake this? They have no reason to. You see the after effects of it. Like, I'm not saying I don't believe in it, but it's such a weird concept that any entity could do that. To your point, Josh, that has that much power to take someone over to that point. It just doesn't. If you have that kind of power and you are evil, why don't we see that all the damn time? Like,
well, you know, a certain preacher, I won't name his name because I don't want to get sued, but it rhymes with Kenneth Hoplin, may or may not be possessed. Do you know who I'm talking about, Shane?
COVID-19. Right. COVID-19.
Oh, my goodness. You had to have seen that video. Like, his face is demonic in general. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to... let me see here. I
blow the wind of God.
Oh, no, I do know who that is. Yeah. I Googled him, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. Hang on, because I'm sorry. And anybody who is, subscribes to our Patreon, you will see. Tell me, that is not a demon.
That's not even the worst part. When you watch him talk, and anything he says that involves... like anything slightly out of God's name, he has a disgusting look on his face. As soon as he mentions God, his face switches. It's like a fucking switch turns on. Man. And he smiles. And it's so creepy.
In that Inside Edition interview where she cornered him, and she talks about him saying like he can't fly commercial because he doesn't want to be in a tube full of demons. And he's like, I didn't say that. And he's like, but look, you know, he goes from ballistic to just like calm, and he smiles so big, like, look, and it's very sinister. He's a demon, but there is a belief that upon possession, full possession, that like people you see in power and things like that, could be demon possessed. So their goal is to possess you and then gain power and influence to corrupt everybody, you know, corrupt more people.
I've always took it as kind of like keeping you in check. It's like, look, I can still do these things. You should tread lightly kind of thing, you know?
Now, a movie I just watched not long ago was a really good movie. I like the concept of it. It was called Nefarious. Have you seen that, Shane? What's weird is I didn't know it when I started watching it, but it is a Christian horror movie. But I liked how they portrayed the demon in there, because there was no really hinting. It was just a conversation with the demon pretty much the whole time. But, you know, he asked them why... Because the guy is set up to be executed, and he asked him why pretend so I can sign off so you won't be. He goes, no, I want you to sign. And they get into the talk of, you know, the state that he's got captured in and sentenced in has one of 9 states that still use the electric chair. And they asked him why, and he goes, oh, so I can torture him. You know, as he dies, he will torture, you know. And then once his heart stops, I bring him down to hell, and we get to torture him some more. So it's just constant torture. So there's that aspect, but I just thought that was a cool aspect.
Or Spawn. Spawn's like another good, you know, minions of hell.
Yeah.
Soldiers.
I mean, you have, Ghost Rider and all that, so.
I like to think hell is more like Spawn. We're like, he needs just massive armies of people.
Man, Dante's Inferno. You get the Pope tube.
What are you looking at over there, Shane?
My obituary, actually. I was Googling something with my name to make a point that I don't even remember now, because I died last December, apparently.
Congratulations! See, now we don't have to remember his birthday this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh. Man, y'all better have something big planned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, fuck you guys.
It's May 26th, right?
But the power concept, so that's interesting. Just to dial that back a little bit. I like that. I've never thought of that. So the exorcist style possessions and stuff we see, are those just lower level? Like the smart ones are possessing our political leaders and that stuff, and then the lower guys are like, all right, I want to do something, so I'm going to possess a little girl and make her puke everywhere.
I guess.
Practice,
I mean,
make perfect, right?
Right.
Because they just banish them back to hell. They don't kill them. So right? It's like, all right, got to start over. Reset button. They have a real life reset button.
Oh,
Constantine over here just.
I guess that makes sense. If you're going to stay in somebody to corrupt from within, I think was the wording you used, Tommy.
Yeah.
I guess it does make sense that to do it 10, 15 times in just a silly way.
A silly way, as the girl's arms snapping backwards and she crawling backwards up the walls, you know.
And the demon's just thinking, like, one day I'm going to be president.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if that is the case, if it is for power and stuff like that, why be so obvious, right? Or is it, do you think, if it is, like, during the possession process, the body itself, like, I guess two spirits fighting within or whatever, and the demon doesn't really know how to control the body or what, for them to just act that way, you know, with the sporadic, you know, and all that.
Well, that's why they're practicing, right?
Oh, well, so, yeah. Gotta get everything down. But I mean, come on, if you had thousands of years, you couldn't have gotten, you know, better at it. You just suck. Is that it?
Well, I would think it takes time. It takes time to come back from something like that. Again, I think it's bound to that. A lot of energy is used to do something like that.
All right. So even no matter what you believe a demon is and where they go, I think everybody would agree it's a different realm on some level that they get sent back to.
Yeah.
And yeah, that makes sense to take some time to get back.
What if it's almost, because we don't know how, we always say they have to cross that barrier, that veil. They have to make it through that veil. I've never thought about it until now. I've always thought of the veil as like a veil, thin, see through it. You know, just step right through it. What if it's a journey, almost like a pilgrimage, that they have to go through to get to that point?
So kind of like the tunnel at the end, you know, that you would see that light, and that people talk about like the tunnel and the light at the end of the tunnel, and you go towards the light. So that's like your journey in a way.
Yeah, but it would take them, you know, if they're alive for thousands of years, it may take them hundreds of years to walk that veil to get through.
Oh, a concept I really like, so just sorry to mention Doctor Who, but how Dee describes, there's, you know, all these different realms for our purposes or universes, and in between each one is what he calls the void. And nothing exists within the void. No, like, no light, no dark, no time, no nothing. So you can pass through it like that, or you could be there for a literal eternity crossing between universes.
Oh, wow.
So I like that, you know, we have weak points between our different realms and stuff, but it is still the void. So, like what you're talking about, Josh, it could take them 1,000 years, but one could find a weak spot and be back instantly. Or it could just be full of lost guys, you know, that have been there for an eternity. Like anything's possible with that.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool concept. I like that.
And that concept, it's like when they come back and they do possess, like they have no idea or they're so mad or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. Especially it took you 1,000 years and you only spent like 15 minutes and a little kid and got sent back.
That sounded weird. Don't say that again.
Everybody knows what I mean. We're talking about The Exorcist and shit.
All right. Career ending, you know, ruining moves there. All right.
That's all we needed for was in the clip, though.
Right. Spending 15 minutes inside of. All right. I wasn't going to get into it that easy.
Anyways. Back on subject.
But it could be, too, that, you know, we talk about these presidents and these possessions. We're kind of just being stuck on possessions. It was another thought that I had. Mm. What if it's more of that person was possibly very easily persuaded in life, you know, and all it takes is a few whispers and a cohesion happens between this demon and then that person's spirit, and they become a single being.
Dude, in that movie, they actually talk about that. In Nefarious.
In Nefarious?
He goes, yeah, he goes, like, starting out as a kid, we sent, like, little whispers. Like, we whispered in his ear. We'd move him this way, make him do what we wanted, you know. And then eventually, we were able to, I was able to seize him. So, essentially, he was able to possess after making him do certain things. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary that you are possessed?
Maybe. I do like to be called Legion from time to time.
Oh.
Just kidding.
That said, I'd like to be called Squad because I'm so small. Damn, I'm tiny. I'm short. My son's taller than me.
Wow. He's going to beat you up before too long.
No, I just got to learn to punch up. So,
just uppercut. Whoopsie! I pray that when it happens, a little guy pops across the side of your vision.
Oh, right.
Demons. We talk about demons a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I figured we should do a show on it and, you know, kind of dive into not only our thoughts of it, but, like, how do we think the paranormal field actually sees demons in a way, you know? And I'm not talking about, like, just, you know, the, I want to say, like, attention grabbers where everything that they go and investigate is a demon.
I was going to say, if you ask my 14-year-old daughter, there are certain levels of demons in every house, ranging from one to infinity, I think. I'm not really sure. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, no, this is, what you're saying makes no sense.
Which, speaking of, man, it's been about 5 days. I meant to text you guys because it was the weirdest damn experience I've had. So, not the weirdest, but it was just, anyway, I'll tell you. You guys know, always dealt with little shadow things, and then we, you know, get rid of little hauntings, you know, and anyone who listens to the podcast has heard this a few times, but it's always standard, you know, it leaves when you look at it and things like that. Well, I was laying in bed the other night, and I opened my eyes, which is weird. I never wake up in the middle of the night, and I just, like, popped my eyes open, and there was a shadowy mass standing in the doorway of my bathroom where I was facing, right? And so I'm like, and I just thought my eyes needed adjusting, so I, like, blinked, still there, rubbed my eyes, still there. Dude, I fucking sat up staring at this mass, and it was still there. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Not moving, not anything. And I'm like, there's no way my eyes are playing tricks on me, right? But then I felt calm. And I'm like, the fuck ever. And I laid back down and went back to sleep. I woke up and really thought about it. I'm like, the fuck? What was that?
Yeah, that's weird.
That is weird.
I shouldn't have reacted that way. And I'm like, what was just standing there? I mean, like, human size. It wasn't discernibly human, right? It was, but it was human size. Just there in the middle of a room, like, not against a wall or anything.
Wasn't like a pile of clothes in the hamper, and like the dirty hamper that you just look and...
Like, it was a slightly translucent black mass, 6 foot tall, standing there.
It was me, Shane.
No, you're not 6 foot tall. Stop lying to the audience.
No, I'm sorry.
And you can turn to dark mist.
Yeah, shade away.
You don't know my powers. I don't have any, but you don't know them.
All right, I'm going to call you Dark Mist from now on. That's actually kind of catchy.
I am.
It sounds like a
Mist.
Weird porno name, though.
Very misleading if you clicked on that porno. I'm just saying.
But so talking about demons, like, I'm not saying it's a demon, but if I was one to jump and say things are demon, that's would make sense, because all experience with hauntings and ghosts, that was different. Mm. And for me to feel calm, I'm like, that thing had an influence on me. It did something. Yeah. To be like, I'm not moving, and I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. You need to go back to sleep. And thinking back, I'm like, no, what the fuck? I didn't grab my phone was right there. I didn't even grab it to take a picture or anything.
You know, there is a concept that actually Wendy Goon made a comment about, and I thought it was interesting, was that he doesn't believe like these evil demonic hauntings and possessions are actually demons. You know, he believes in the idea of demons kind of give you what you want, right? Like, their job is to corrupt the soul. Their job is... And the easiest way to corrupt you would be to give you what you want. So coming at you like you're... Like, scaring you and breaking you down that way is not going to get them what they want, and that's to corrupt you. But by, essentially, I guess you could say, making deals, right? Or, you know...
making you feel this, it's okay that they're there.
Yeah.
No.
So... So there's that concept. So be careful. Or, you know, maybe he's already friends with the demon that's, you know, you are and all that.
Right.
I don't know. You know, because we made the joke about him being a demon trapped in a human body or something. What was that? I can't remember.
It was something weird like that. Like a human trapped in a... Like, anyways, don't you sleep with your TV on, Shane? Your TV in your bedroom?
Not anymore. Nope. Haven't done that in a year or so.
Mm. Oh, okay. I knew that you had used to. I wasn't sure. Because that would have made it all the more like, holy shit, if that mass is still there and your TV's fucking got the whole room lit up.
No,
right. Man.
That would be insane. That being influential, I'd watch out for that one. Keep an eye on it for sure.
Let's come over. You guys come over. Let's poke it.
Oh, I'm down.
Let's make it mad.
And then put Tommy underneath a hamper with a little stick. So we're like, all right, when it catches Tommy, we'll just snatch the stick out from under. The Acme ghost catching trap.
All right.
So am I holding the stick? Is that it? Or are y'all holding the stick?
No, you cower under the laundry basket. We might have to cut you into pieces, though, now that I think about it, to make you fit in the laundry basket. I don't know if that's going to work out.
Or you could just get a bigger box.
Oh. No.
Why does everything have to deal with me dying? See, this is why I did not want Paige to send you that whole thing about people paying for Sasquatch bait.
I told her you were perfect. You were perfect for that job.
I know.
You should have listened.
I was like, why did you do that? Why? You know they're going to do it. And she goes, no, I just wanted to prove to them that somebody would be willing to pay to sacrifice you.
Yeah, that's fair. We do it for free.
I know. I kind of want to go with these guys. I got to see how much they're offering, though.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's got to be worth it. You know, if it's 500, I mean, it's like, come on.
I mean, that's 500 worth bucks, 750. Man. One night, $500, you might live. Hey, that's a gamble I would take. I'm cheap.
Plus, we already got evidence of Sasquatch. You saw that one where he was like, I got to take a poop, and then just, you know, right there in front of the train.
Yeah,
you
know. That's true.
Speaking of which, Shane, did you hear about the church on the corner over there by your house? That abandoned church?
I hear what about it?
Apparently, it was featured on Fox 13, that apparently it's full of evil spirits.
That's really weird. Whoa.
Yeah,
when was that?
I don't know.
Recently? I don't know. I don't know. Bree posted it and actually tagged us on
Facebook. Yeah, but then it got deleted or something.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, because when Paige sent it to me, it wouldn't bring it up.
Oh, it deleted the content of the post. But this is where, yeah, Bree was like, she tagged us and said, boys, get the equipment ready. But yeah, it was apparently the church had like flashing lights and some screaming coming from it.
Really?
Yeah. You know, we had talked about buying that church before.
Well, yeah, that's why I said that's interesting, because I've been trying for the last couple months to get a hold of whoever owns it. Like, oh. I've done the land search, I've contacted the city, and like, yeah, I've even done a records request with the county.
No,
so
wow.
I've done all this stuff, so for that to come out, I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah. I always thought it'd be badass to have that place. Because when I was a kid, I was in Cub Scouts, and they held our Cub Scout meetings in that basement of that church.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I went in it a few years back. I wasn't looking for ghosts, though. I was just looking around.
Now, here's the thing. Do you think it's actually evil spirits, or do you think it was just some kids having a rave up in there?
I don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Shane's over. He's investigating right now.
Yeah, I didn't dig too far into it. I can tell you the original post that I saw, like, I didn't really like the way it was worded out. It was almost like it was... Oh, yeah, okay, so from the DeSoto County... Oh, they took the whole thing down. From the DeSoto County Ghostbusters thing. Like, that whole page is not available? That's weird. That one, I didn't really believe the way it was worded that it was a thing, but I really don't. I mean, it's a church. People were dead in it at some point, because I'm sure that, you know... They have funerals held in it or something, you know?
No. Yeah. At least one squirrel died in it.
At least one.
Are there demon squirrels? I think about it.
Probably.
But I figured that was kind of right on topic with them saying, like, evil spirits and stuff in the church. Like I said, I didn't get to read into it, you know, just saw that headline and stuff because, you know, Paige showed it to me, but... It's an interesting concept, you know, church becoming evil.
Oh, right.
So,
hmm.
Which, I mean, to be honest, you know, I know a lot of people are like, it can't be because it's holy ground. I think it's different when it's an active church. I think the activity of the church makes it holy ground, right? So.
Hmm. I think energy is energy to me. So, I mean, you depending the people in the church and how they're operating, it could be a very positive place,
yeah.
Or it could be very negative.
Well, yeah, you see that in a lot of, like, I want to call them, like, doomsday churches.
Same thing, too. Think of it like there's so much energy in it, and let's say it closes, and let's say it was positive. I'm using positive and negative in terms of your holy ground, you know.
Yeah.
But so let's say it's supercharged with positive energy. Think like a pool of water, and you drop one drop of food coloring in it. You know how it spreads and mm-hmm. will contaminate? That's where I think if it's energy, it's easy to flop either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Also, Pet Cemetery taught me that you could just bury your animals on holy ground and they'll come back crazy and evil. Yeah. And your children, too.
Well, don't do that.
It's like, why haven't I been doing that?
Right.
I want evil zombie pets.
Yeah.
Man.
I haven't had any children die, thank God.
Oh,
bury them up. Bring them back. We'll be all right.
y'all want to do some final thoughts on it? Or do you think we need final thoughts on this one?
Yeah. Huh?
Be weird not to,
yeah,
but I don't think this is a standard final thoughts. But
yeah,
I can just say in general, like I think demons are misunderstood. Before I was about to say before you scoff, that was too late. But I don't think they're tied to religion and negative situations as much as people think. Now, does that exist? Yeah. But I think they are entities from another realm, you know, and I compared them to fairies earlier just because saying the fae or fairies, that there's what, thousands of different types of fairies under that classification. I think the same thing with demons, and that's why I try to say dark entity. Because to me, if they, like we mentioned earlier, a demon could be good, right? Like, they have that decision to be good. But in the term of dark entity, so let's say a demon is actually evil, per se, I don't think it's because of what it is. I think it's because of who it is. They made the decision. I don't think anything in existence anywhere in any universe is just made evil, right? So that's my generalization on the subject.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. And I didn't think about this. Oh my God. The fucking thought's gone.
Well, you said you didn't think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something that actually you just said that made me think about it. And it was inherently they would have free will, right? Because that's what they wanted, that's what they got. When they fail, them, like Shane said, them having the ability to decide whether they are helpful or evil is a conscious choice, if, in my opinion. Or do spirits have a conscience? I don't know. But, I couldn't say it any better than Shane did. I'm right there on the same page as Shane. I think they're just... I don't think every single bad thing is a demon. It's just not. It's just not. I think possessions are demon-filled, for sure, because I don't know of any entity that would have that much influence over a person. I don't know. That's a tough... This is a tough one. I don't know. So I'm just going to say, yeah, I agree with Shane. That's where I'm going to go.
10-4. All right. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody knows my take on it because I kind of gave it earlier. But in essence, I don't think every haunting is demonic. I don't think every video you watch on YouTube that says that they were haunted by a demon is real. I think there's certain things that have to meet that criteria. And I mean, of course, my faith, I believe differently in the concepts of demons. So, and that's where I'm going to leave it. And as far as everybody who's listening, if you enjoyed this episode, hit the like button. Give us some stars. It'd be nice. We'd enjoy it. And if you want to, you can check out our Patreon and subscribe, where you can get early... I was about to say early access, but we, you can get a video early.
You can have audio early, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, audio early. And you can get early access to Josh.
Yeah. You can always have early access to me. You don't have to pay for that.
That's why we make no money.
Probably.
So, as always, like, subscribe, share us around to all your friends. Then Josh will know that you can see STDs.
That's fucking true.
Anyways. And check out our merch store on Etsy, Paranormal Minds. Buy some sweet, sweet gear. And gear, which, I guess you can call it gear. But it's hats and clothes and mugs and stickers and all that cool stuff. Check us out on social media. Everything but the evil Instagram. So check us out there. And as always, tell us what you think.